Tonight we just want to say a few words concerning the conference, and that will be our message. As usual, many have the last several weeks put forth much effort, taken time out of their days to make building and food preparations, and we certainly thank each one for doing so. And as we all know, to host a Bible conference involves planning and preparation and labor, time, sacrifice, expense. Those are all necessary things. We would not have the conference without these things. And most of you will do the necessary labor, whatever needs to be done, do it through the week. And by the time the conference ends, you'll be physically tired. We need to keep in mind what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, and hopefully that will be the case. And though the conference does require much labor, we praise the Lord, we give Him the glory that we have a people that are willing to step forward and do the work. And of course, it is of the utmost importance that as we approach the conference, that we realize that it is not just about the labor, and that we do not allow our view of the conference should not be clouded by the necessity of things that must be done. There are things that must be done, but we cannot allow those things to cloud what it's really all about. So if our approach to the conference is not right, if our view of the conference is not right, it begins to be a dreadful thing. It begins to be a source of anxiety. And the conference should never be a dreadful thing, and it should not be a source of anxiety. So we want to speak just for a few minutes on what our approach and our view of the Bible conference ought to be. And again, it must not only be right as we get ready, it must continue to be right throughout the conference. The first thing we should approach it and view it as a blessing from God. Beginning Tuesday evening, very precious group of people from the Lord's churches in several states will gather in this building. What a blessing. What a blessing that that is so. Gathering here will be a people who make up a small and very special remnant. A people who love the Lord, love the Lord's churches, love the truth, love the preaching of God's Word, and love one another. And they will be gathering here. Again, what a blessing that that is so. Those who will gather here are some of the most faithful servants of God upon the earth. And by God's grace, they have remained faithful to God in spite of personal trials, in spite of difficulties, in spite of personal battles. And again, what a blessing. In this world, of course, there are not very many with whom we have a kindred spirit. But Tuesday evening, we will gather with a people who are of kindred spirit. And that's a rare thing in the world today. So again, what a blessing. It'll be a people will gather here who, for the most part, share a common cause in these last days. And again, they will gather here. What a blessing. They will come from various parts of the country. They will make some sacrifice to do so. The reason is that they realize that this is a blessing. Why do people drive hundreds and hundreds of miles to come to a Bible conference? Because they realize that it's a blessing. They don't drive here. They don't drive 500 miles, 700 miles for a meal. They've got restaurants where they live. That's not why they drive here. They come here because they know that this conference is a blessing. Many will come, and they have been looking forward to the conference since last year's conference. And again, the reason they realize that this will be a time of blessing. Some will come, though it is a physical and financial struggle for them to do so. The reason, again, that they will come is they realize that this is a blessing. Some will use vacation time to come. I know of one individual who has two jobs and has had his vacation time approved at both jobs. So he takes his vacation time to come. We used to do that when I was working. We would take our vacation time to go to Bible conferences. And I make no apology to my children for doing that. They were better off going to a Bible conference than anywhere else. And so people will take their vacation time. Some will take off work without pay in order to come. And all who come will have worked or reworked their schedules to do so. The reason they come is because they realize that this is a blessing. They will come because they believe that the blessing far outweighs any inconvenience or cost that they may incur. That's the reason that people come. May we, as the host of the conference, not lose sight of the blessing. May we not lose sight of the blessing that is ours to host the conference. May we not lose sight of the blessing. Those who are coming come because they see it as a blessing. We must see it as a blessing also. When you consider the fact that the Lord meets with us during the conference, what a blessing. When you consider the widespread effect of the conference, what a blessing. Considering the people who will come and gather here, why they are coming, and the fact that the Lord does meet with us and the impact that the conference does have, we as the host must not lose sight of the blessing that it is to have the conference. So as we prepare to enter the conference, may we do so realizing this is a blessing. Remind yourself all through the conference, this is a blessing. If you through weariness begin to lose sight of such during the conference, take time to get alone with God and be reminded this is a blessing. This is a blessing. Yes, it is a labor, but it should be a labor of love. First and foremost, a labor of love to the Lord, and then a labor and love toward God's people. We read in Genesis 29 and 20, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. So yes, it is a labor, but it is a blessing, and it is to be a labor of love. So we are to approach the conference realizing this is a blessing. This is a blessing. Secondly, we ought to approach it and view it as a wonderful opportunity for Home Baptist Church. We, as the host of the conference, have an opportunity that those who come do not have. We have an opportunity that not all have. We, as the host of the conference, have a very special and unique opportunity to be used of God in a special way. We have the opportunity to serve, to share, to minister to be of some help to some dear saints of God who again have incurred the expense and whatever inconvenience to get here. We have the opportunity, of course, of fellowship with God's people. We have the opportunity to show the kindness and the love of the Lord to those who will be here. And we have the opportunity to be an impact upon someone's life that will be here. It's not every week. It's not every week that we have the opportunity that we have this week. We keep in mind the significance. Notice over in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, and we read these verses every year about this time. But Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40. Jesus is speaking. He says, "For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw thee we a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw thee we sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." What an opportunity. What a wonderful opportunity when we serve one another. It is as if we were doing that directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to realize what a wonderful opportunity we have this week. Remind yourself all through the conference what a wonderful opportunity I have at this time. Thirdly, well, before we get to the third point, also don't forget that we have the opportunity to work together as a body, to be a blessing, to be an encouragement to one another, to enjoy one another, to appreciate one another, to help one another, knowing that the Lord in His providence has brought us together for such a time. And the third thing is we need to approach and view the conference as a time of worship, a time of revival. First and foremost, the conference is a time of worship. And it needs to be approached that way. It needs to be viewed that way. Not only as we enter the conference, but all through the conference. Every day that you come to the conference, there's a work to do. There's work to be done. And we understand that. But every day, we ought to come having made preparation in our hearts to worship the Lord. During the conference, we will go from here, we will go home, we will go to bed at night, and we will be giving some thought to what needs to be done the next day work-wise. And again, we understand all of that. But don't forget, prepare to worship the Lord. In all the work that needs to be done, don't get sidetracked where you forget to prepare to worship the Lord. The people that will come, again, will gather here for a time of spiritual refreshment. People come because they know that they need to be refreshed spiritually, and they desire to be refreshed spiritually. They come to find a place of shelter from the world for a few days. People will come desiring to receive some spiritual encouragement, some spiritual strength, a spiritual reviving in their hearts. People will come believing that God has something for them here. That's why they come, because they believe that God has something for them here. If I believe that God has something for me somewhere, it doesn't matter how far it is. It doesn't really matter. I need to get there. And that is why people come. They come with the desire to receive what God has for them. What I'm saying is they come to worship. They're not just coming for fellowship. They come to worship the Lord. They come to receive from the Lord. They realize that this is a time of worship. And we, as the host of the conference, must not allow the work that must be done to cause us to lose sight of the fact that this is a time of worship. God has something for me. Yes, I may have to. You may have to cook who knows what and do who knows what. But God has something spiritual for you during this conference. That we must not lose sight of. No matter how busy we become, you cannot lose sight. God has something for me to receive in this conference. This conference can be a time of spiritual refreshment for each member of Home Baptist Church, a time of spiritual encouragement, strength, and revival. And you think about it, there are 14 preachers preaching. That is the equivalent of a two-week revival meeting, crammed into 2 days and one evening. 14 preachers preaching. And it is to be viewed as a revival meeting. And we are to prepare to worship God. And we must realize that Satan will be busy working in the flesh and minds of many different individuals. Do not allow anything to quench the Spirit of God. Do not allow anything in your life to quench the Spirit of God. But come to the conference, you come and you know, yes, I've got this to do, this to do, this to do. We understand all of that. And we appreciate all of that. But come spiritually prepared every single service. Prepared to worship the Lord. We ought to find, during the conference, we ought to find time to pray before each preacher preaches. Recently, I was at a conference. This blessed me. I was at a conference. It was after lunch. I was going to be the first preacher after lunch. And there were three women, members of the church, where the conference was. They were over here talking, and one of them I had to tell something to, so I went over there, but when I got closer, I could see that they were praying. And afterwards, I went up to her, and I told her what I needed to tell her, and said, I was going to tell you earlier, but I saw you were praying. She said, well, matter of fact, we were praying for you, that the Lord would bless you as you preach. That blessed me. And that's what we ought to do. There's nothing wrong with getting in small groups or whatever before a preacher preaches and pray. I really feel that at conferences there's not enough praying for those who deliver the messages. We need to pray. So find time to pray for the one who's going to preach next. That God would enable him to preach, that the Holy Spirit would take complete control, that God would move amongst us in a mighty, mighty way. As we said this morning, and some may disagree, but I believe that as a nation we're done. I don't believe that we will see revival nationwide, but I do believe that God will work revival in His churches. And this is certainly, we hope and we pray that this would be the case at this conference. We pray that every church service, that God would work a revival in all of our hearts. So again, we need, though there's much work to be done, and we understand all of that, take time to pray. Take time to pray for those preaching. Take time to prepare your heart for the worship. And then lastly, we of course, with all this being said, we ought to view it with thanksgiving. How thankful we ought to be that the Lord has allowed Home Baptist Church to sponsor the host this conference, not because of us, but because of His grace, because of His mercy. And through the years, there's no doubt that the Lord has allowed and the Lord has enabled us to host the conference, and we pray that God would continue to enable us. We pray that God would continue to allow us to host the conference. Why? Because it's a blessing. Because it's a blessing. Because God blesses us. So we ought to be thankful that God has enabled us to do so. We realize that it gets harder on some because of health issues and age. We understand that. So don't do as much. It's that simple. Well, if I don't do it, it won't get done. That's not so. That's just not so. So, if you get tired, rest. Ask for help. Nothing wrong with that. And that's just the way it is. But just thank God that you're able to do whatever it is you're able to do. Perhaps you can't do as much as you did 5 years ago. That's okay. That's okay. Just thank God for that you can do what you can do. And do that. and do it for the honor and the glory of God. So we pray that that our approach and our view of the conference will be this, that it is a blessing from God. This is a blessing. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to be used of God. This is a time, a special time of God meeting with the Spirit, meeting with His people, and we ought to have a spirit of thanksgiving. Just be thankful. If someone doesn't stir corn like you do, that's okay. If someone doesn't empty the trash like you do, that's okay. That's okay. Don't lose sight of the big picture. And again, don't be afraid. Don't feel bad to ask for help if you need help. Don't feel bad about that. You just do what you can do. And I promise you, God will take care of it all. He always does, and He will continue to do so. So I encourage you most of all, during the conference, to find some time either by yourself or with another church member to pray. Pray that God will give us the strength. Pray that God will keep our attitudes right, keep our spirit right, remind us what it's the big picture, and that is, this is for the honor and the glory of God. And we are praying that God would give us a wonderful, wonderful spiritual time during this conference. We have more rooms rented out this year than we've ever had before. That shouldn't make you nervous. This is a blessing. This is a blessing. And just pray that God would use this. We are in the last days, and we do not know how much longer. I think about this every time I go to a conference. We don't know when that opportunity is going to be cut off, when we're not going to have access to sister churches, where we're not going to have the ability to travel. I believe that day is coming sooner than we think. But just realize that this is a blessing. And take advantage of the opportunities that God gives us this week. And there are a lot of people looking forward to the conference. I can't tell you how many people tell me this is the highlight of their year. This is the highlight of the year, to come to the Bible conference. I've had people weep for whatever reason that they could not come. So it means a lot to a lot of people, and it ought to mean a lot to us as well, because we have blessings that they don't have. So be in much, much prayer concerning the conference beginning again Tuesday evening. This time we'll ask Brother Larry to come and